In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style. Here's John Lopez and Reginald Adetula.
Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
We will go around the NFL in just a moment, but apparently the question of the day lives on because people had more and more to say about it. The question of the day being, who or what would you give up for a Texans Super Bowl? And a lot of folks weighed in and then also got to the place where somebody was like they would give up deer hunting and their sister-in-law, since that's an option.
Okay.
But then...
Maybe you can combine... No, I'm just kidding.
Y'all got some bad sister-in-laws,
right,
man.
All right,
no, I've got some amazing sisters-in-law. Yeah. I've got amazing sisters.
But one of them is just...
And I got one that's a complete waste of space.
All right. Still spite. Still, I would not say it that way. However, I am not John Lopez.
That's right.
Some other people asking, would Lopez give up bird watching?
Yeah, I probably would. It's kind of my... It's like...
Are you that type of bird watcher, though?
Yeah,
or are you just kind of glancing?
No, I'm pretty into it, but not like I'm into it like barbecue and fishing.
Memories of Gibson?
I wouldn't give up any memories of Gibson. Absolutely not. But the birding is like number 4 or 5 on my depth chart, you know, of just things I like to do just for fun.
Then people took it to the spiciest place, and there's two levels of this, right? This one from 314, would you give up sex for a Super Bowl, sex for a year?
I mean...
All right. All right. And we move on to the next level.
Around the NFL, Sports Radio 610.
We move on to the next level. Would you give up C.J. Stroud if it meant winning a Super Bowl? Meaning you win the Super Bowl, but you have to release him after.
That is a fantastic question.
Yeah.
Like whomever you are, that's 832 you said? Or wherever, whomever you are, that is a fan.
I think that was actually on the YouTube.
It was on the YouTube.
Yeah, shout out to Clint McCarver.
That is a fantastic question.
That's a tough one.
Because it's a true dilemma. Like
both, is this a Brad Johnson type of Super Bowl?
Yeah, both options are bad in a dilemma, right? If you don't give him up, well, then you don't win a Super Bowl, right?
You're not guaranteed to win a Super
Bowl. No, well, he said, would you give up C.J. Stroud to win a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Well, that means if you don't give him up, you still haven't won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean...
You know what I mean?
Maybe you would at some point.
Well,
right?
But like, you still hadn't.
You wouldn't be able to guarantee it.
But if you do give him up, you got the Super Bowl, but your chances of getting another one are pretty much...
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Out the window.
It could just be a one-hit wonder.
Let's make ourselves answer this. Just for entertainment value. I'm curious where you two guys lie. Or do you want to hold it for tomorrow?
No, let's go ahead and answer it.
This might be wild to say, but I don't know if I could give up C.J. Stroud because you
hadn't won a Super Bowl.
But it might be a Joe Flacco situation where you just get that one and maybe don't get back or something like that.
I
feel like C.J. I'd rather roll the dice with C.J. for a possibility to get multiple.
Well, you haven't answered it yet. Yes or no, you would give up C.J. Stroud.
He said he would not give up C.J. Stroud.
I would roll with C.J. Stroud.
And what's funny is I recognize how there have been great quarterbacks that have not even made a Super Bowl, talk less of winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I've seen that happen before. And I still think that against like what I think is the reasonable expectation of if you want to get there, go ahead and take the guarantee, the 100%, as opposed to like the possibility. But the possibility with C.J. Stroud feels like there's going to be a solid window. And it feels like there has that high watermark is the Super Bowl. I think I stick with C.J. Stroud also because you win the Super Bowl and you have to release him. And now what does the team look like? Are they fun? Are they good? And I think that there's value to being good, you know, over and over, even in instances where you don't win the Super Bowl. So I think I would.
So no.
I'd go no.
No. I got to get a Super Bowl.
Okay. Oh, man.
I got to get a Super Bowl.
That's wow.
I got to get a Super Bowl.
Well, I don't know, as we go around the NFL, I don't know if this is the same way that Denver is going to view it as their starting quarterback is now Bo Nix. That has been named, he has been named by head coach Sean Payton in Denver. The rookie Bo Nix will be a starter in week one in their regular season opener against the Seattle Seahawks. He is the first rookie to start in Denver for the season opener since John Elway.
How about that?
In 1983.
I keep saying one of these quarterbacks is going to stink. One of these top quarterbacks in the first round is going to stink. I'm not so sure we have any signs that they are yet. Like, I don't know if Bo Nix is going to be any good. I'm not a big fan, but he's starting for Sean Payton.
Yeah, but if we're going to be like Jarrett Stidham.
Yeah, I was about to say, what's the other option?
I don't even know if he was competing there, if we're being completely honest. The tough thing about Bo Nix is, like, I think that there's clear limits on what he's capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
Seth was talking about this, I think, during the course of the week, the idea that, hey, man, he's not doing anything incredible. Like, it's very limited things, short passes, and he's doing what's necessary within that, but it's not like the types of things that we think about when we think about a game-changing quarterback.
Yeah.
And so I think the highest level that you can expect from him is sufficient, and that's not inspiring.
That's not inspiring.
Who is a good quarterback. That's a dude that's old and made it through college. Eventually, mm-hmm. He ended up being a good college quarterback simply by being the dude who's been here a while, the dude who has more experience than anybody else, the dude who's capable of just kind of staying within the realm of what's possible.
It sounds like somebody that should have been drafted in maybe the third round or something like that, that's not really focused on being a starter, but somebody that could step in and start some games.
Yeah, I said, I'm not real high on him, but the dude is starting. Maybe he does have those limitations. I'm not going to disagree with you. But that's a big leap for a rookie right away out of the chute. But there are reasons why you would want to start him. You know, we talked about him yesterday with the contracts and such.
Yeah.
You know, find out on him.
For sure.
Find out.
And it's not like the Broncos have very many other options that are incredible. Mm-hmm. Jarrett Stidham, you've seen plenty enough of to know basically what he is. Zach Wilson, good luck to you if that's the way that you wanted to go start a season. it makes sense. I'm interested to see if he's capable of doing any of the things that Sean Payton typically wants from a quarterback, or if it's just going to be like so-so as a starting quarterback. I did say that we were going to try and fix your viewing situation.
Mm-hmm.
If you do have $600 to $700 and you are interested in NFL Sunday Ticket, right? NFL Sunday Ticket, it's with YouTube TV now.
Yeah.
And apparently YouTube TV and Sunday Ticket have done some things to help make it better. One of the things that YouTube TV does really well and people really liked in various situations, mm-hmm. college football Saturdays included as well, the multi-view that they're added, where you can take your TV and turn it into four TVs in a way, because they'll put up four different broadcasts within mm-hmm. a box. But I don't know if you guys are familiar with the YouTube TV multi-view. It's not fully customizable. Like, what they did was they gave you options.
You got options of what you can get.
Multi-views, and that kind of limited you, right? Because mm-hmm. you would have a multi-view setup that was three games you're really interested in, one that you hated, or two games you're interested in and one that you didn't care about, but there was another game somewhere else that you would like to put in there. And you had that same, or in theory, you had that same situation with the NFL. But now YouTube TV will feature a more customizable multi-view option for NFL games when you have Sunday Ticket. And so that's going to make that Sunday Ticket and that
makes it a more attractive.
Absolutely, way more attractive. Yeah. You can really put the games in that you want and watch those simultaneously.
No, I agree. I think if you're willing to invest in it, that is a much more attractive way to watch the NFL.
For sure, for sure. Yeah. Some news that we got today that's going to be important locally for a certain Texans cornerback, AJ Terrell for the Falcons. He got paid. He got his bag. He's going to get a very nice
81.
I believe that is the number, 81, and if I remember correctly, it is 65 guaranteed. Let me make sure I have that right. 65.8 effectively fully guaranteed. That makes AJ Terrell the second highest paid cornerback in NFL history, according to Ian Rapp.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Had a great second season, has been very consistent. 65 guaranteed is an enormous number, and drafted two classes ahead of Derek Stingley. I mean, that's the one we're thinking about. So, you know, Stingley, the way, you know, he's been staying healthy, it's going to be, boy, those numbers are going to get big with this roster in just 2 or 3 years. You know, Will Anderson, Stingley, obviously, you know, CJ Stroud. I mean, those numbers are going to be big, big, big.
Yeah, and so that's something that I don't envy Nick Caserio and the front office for this Texans team. Obviously, they're already having to do some of that, and it seems like they're erring on the side of make the dudes happy, get the guys in, give them what's necessary. As we saw, I mean, even Jimmy Ward got another year on his deal this past week. And so it seems like they're erring on that side, but there's going to come a time where there's going to be real hard decisions that are going to have to be made with all of the young talent that you have on this team that you're going to have to pay according to how the market sees them. It seems like the market sees a high-level cornerback getting paid very, very highly.
Obviously. I mean, that's the one right there that you're going to be watching. I know Derek Stingley took note.
Yeah, I would have to imagine that he did indeed take note. You mentioned this when we were talking pre-show as well. Denzel Ward, cornerback, still in the hospital right now after his fifth concussion.
Fifth, you know, I guess confirmed, whatever you want to call it, concussion. Isn't he 27? I think he's 27 years old. I hadn't been in the league all that long. And five confirmed concussions.
Since 2018.
I think you can probably triple that number. You know, in terms of like actual or at least triple that number in terms of actual concussions he's had. It might be time, man.
Yeah, that feels like
it might be time.
And the crazy thing about it is like that these are the ones that like full concussions that are documented.
He's hospitalized.
We know with the CTE, the concerns that, you know, players will have, that those are even the subconcussive hits that don't reach this level. So that was already a concern, I imagine, for a lot of players. And then you get to the place where these are just full-blown concussions. We've seen many a player decide to, you know, call it quits because of this level of, you know, concussions. And so, yeah, I mean, you wish him well, and the idea that these things would put him out of, you know, out of play for, I mean, a week just off of the concussion alone, man. You have to wonder.
I mean, it's
how
just horrible.
Time
it's just sad and horrible. But you know, obviously, people say, well, that's what they signed up for. Well, they didn't sign up for, you know, five concussions. They know the risks. That doesn't mean you know the extent of what that risk might end up being.
Sure. Yeah, it's sad. And look, I think Denzel, I think he got his bag at one point. He got the contract extension and all that stuff. If I was him, I would be looking.
Yeah.
Looking maybe life after football at this point. I got my money. My family is good, but I can't keep going through that.
No. That's life and death, man.
Yeah.
That's life and death.
For sure. And so I know that he's 2 years into like a, or I guess this would be year three of a really high paid, I mean, probably the highest paid cornerback in the league. Like, but ultimately your health is way more important. And so I wish him well. And obviously I can't make that decision for him, but hopefully he makes the best decision for himself and probably takes care of his health.
Yeah.
Some other things that were going on around the NFL. I found this to be interesting, even though it's not like entirely a new phenomenon, but the Falcons in their practices are using cameras on their quarterback helmets to get a different perspective.
They're big, too. Did you see the pictures of them? They look like those like the little square cameras that people have on their bikes and stuff
like a GoPro.
Although,
I think technically the ones they're using aren't GoPros.
Yeah,
like
but
DJI
it's kind of that size. But
yeah, exactly.
Like, I like the opinion on this is almost like obvious, like cool. Like any information you can get that's going to help a quarterback, you know, be able to see what he saw, help coaches be able to see what the quarterback saw is good. Falcons are an interesting team anyway. To me this year they're a team that's gained a lot more interest you know since the draft. Like in the draft I was like, what the hell are they doing,
right?
You know, and now they're adding players. Michael Penix, all of a sudden they're not even playing him because they're like, we know what we got in him. Like, what, you know,
and got even more talented by acquiring Matthew Judon.
Yes,
right, like that NFC South
yeah
Now, it's going to be the most Atlanta thing ever if they don't win the NFC
South. Of course.
Because yeah. it's theirs for the taking, isn't yeah. it? Not? Yeah. Like, yeah. Carolina Panthers, we're all still in that place. We're like, good yeah. luck with that.
Yeah.
The Buccaneers, they did some good things, but yeah. I don't know how sustainable is that actually. And then the Saints.
I don't believe in the Saints at
the
all.
The Saints have been in cap yeah. hell for, I believe, a decade.
Yeah, so. I don't believe in them at all right now.
That feels like a division that they should win, especially with all of the talent that they've acquired. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's a team that – I find that interesting. I know that I believe the Dolphins in the past have used similar things, and mm-hmm. I have one other team that my memory is not serving me on right now. But I did find that interesting, just seeing another instance of them utilizing that added added camera angle to get a little bit more of a.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I guess selfish me want to see that in the real game. Like,
yeah, that just, would be.
I want to see what it looks like.
Yeah, me too. Yeah just have that QB. Vision,
mm-hmm. yes.
Just throwing the pass and all that. I think that'd be some good camera work. Yeah.
As long as it doesn't end up looking like, you know how MLB added the umpire cam?
Yeah.
And then they go to it and it's like, I'm not actually seeing anything.
You no. Just, yeah. this is, see the dirt.
Right.
They're, like, is, they're looking yeah. down. They're
this
looking
is a found footage horror
yeah.
film now.
Yeah. Right?
Like this is not useful to me because I'm not mm-hmm. actually seeing what's happening. Also because it's a wireless camera that doesn't have mm-hmm. like the best quality sometimes.
Yeah.
But if you give us a high level quality, that would be huge. And even though you're not gonna get all of it, because one of the things that Michael Penix mentioned mm-hmm. in the story that I saw was that he was looking at the camera view and he was like, this actually doesn't show me what I was seeing because sometimes you're looking off.
Corner of your eye.
Right. You're looking yeah. off the safety or something.
Yeah.
And then you're, yeah, using the corner of your eye or whatever. Yeah. But I think that it could still give us a really interesting
gives you a
insight.
Good perspective yeah. of the throws, like Figgy was saying, like what he was looking at when he made that throw.
Yeah, just imagine looking at CJ Stroud, what he's looking at.
Ooh, buddy.
Just yeah. kind of left, right, yeah. run, yeah. and then throw. It's just like, wow. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I'm the quarterback.
Can you imagine, like, Tony Romo or Tom Brady? It you know in the booth and they're like let's get this replay. So what you see here, he's looking at
yeah.
and now you get another yeah. level of
you see down. He's covered up right here. Ah. So he looked to the right and he's wide open.
And why did he throw it when a guy was covered? Well, he's throwing him open, all that stuff, you know.
That yeah. would be absolutely gorgeous. So yeah, no, yeah. I would love that as well. So yeah, cool thing that the Falcons are doing, but it's just practice video. However, we've seen a few teams do it, and I think, Figgy, I think you're 100% right. I think that these broadcasters should absolutely mm-hmm. look at that and think about how can you maybe add that to yeah. what's happening. Although I do imagine in our world of digital espionage, that putting cameras on the quarterbacks that go to the...
It would be attempted.
Oh, boy. That they'd have to take some big steps yeah. to make sure
yeah.
that there is it no
It would be attempted.
Play.
Yeah, yeah. No doubt.
There you go. That's around the NFL here on In the Loop. On Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, the Astros unfortunately dropped the game in Verlander's return. And also, are some familiar issues resurfacing for this team? We'll discuss it next.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.